Okay.
Where's my father
in law? Okay. Okay. Today's class should be, today is Daf Mem Vav, Daf 46. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shalama Wal Khalim. ובכללם חיים דם רחם וחם נשען על נשען חיים וגם הנפקה שר בנוניר שלמה מסערה יפה בת דברה רפקה בת החבי רפקה בת אסתר שלמה בן אסתר משה בן חנה יפה בת מרים יהודה בן יפה חיה שר בת שמחה רחב וחנה שמחה בן מלכה מרים בת יוחבת עדיס בן מרים חנה ליאנה בן נומר חסר בת תמר עשה בה חנה גורגת ובברכה דן בן אסתר יצחק בן עולי יעקב בן תמר מכה לישה בן אתר ילה בן יפה יוסף בן דמרש ומשה בן פנינה יוסף בן יפה דניאל בן דינה מרגלית בת לאה קופו של מגלנין וגלמר מריה מלכה בת אסתר מנחם דוד אריה ונפקה אליאן שחר בת שושנה נבת תהילה בן מריה מצחק בן יפה אביגל דינה בת אסתר הילה יצחק בן מצחק מצחק מלכה בת אסתר מלכה בת אסתר מלכה בת אליה ללוי נשמן רחל בת אליהו דינה בת אהרון תמר מלכה בת אברהם משה בן רפאל אליהו בן יוסף יצחק בן שלמה שלמה של חיים שמן משה יפה בת אליהו יעקב בן יצחק ירנך בן משה מרדכי בן יהושע יהושע בן יחזקאל דוד בן ניסה דוד בן ידידיה אפרים בן יהודה מאיר בן דוד וגם
שלמה בן ישראל
שלמה בן ישראל אבי שהיום יום פטירתו וגם להבדיל להריון דבורה בת מרים ונוסו להצלחת לאבת אברהם של לידה קלה. Okay, we are on Mem Vav. We left off at the Mishnah on the middle of the page on Mem Hei Amud Bet 45b. The Mishnah begins three lines into the long lines. Nimtza mechuvan ben shtei ayarot. If you find the body in between two cities, Mamash in between, shtehen meviot shtei agalot, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Each city would bring one animal for the egla rufa. Ve'en Yerushalayim mevia egla rufa, and Yerushalayim would never bring egla rufa. Nimtza rosho b'makom echad ve'gufo b'makom acher. Molchin arosh etzel aguf, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. If you find the head in one place and the body in another place, you take the head to the body. That's where Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva omer aguf etzel arosh. He says no. Rabbi Akiva says you take the body to the head. Me'ayin ayu modedin, where would they measure from? Rabbi Eliezer omer mitiburo, from his belly button. Rabbi Akiva omer mechotmo, from his nose. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer mimakom shenasa chalal mitzavaro. He says no, where did he get killed? From his neck, that's where you should measure from. Three different opinions. So the Gemara says, "My tamed Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer that each city would bring one animal?" So he says, "Kasavar if Charlotte samsem." He says you're able to be exacting. Ukrova afilu krovot vafilu krovot. When it says in the closest city, it doesn't necessarily mean only one closest city. It could be multiple closest city. So it could be two cities that are direct. It's directly in between them, and so both of them would bring an animal. Then Yerushalayim evia egla arufa, and Yerushalayim would not bring. The Amar Kala pasuk says l'rishta, because Savar Yerushalayim lo nitchalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not divided to the tribes, so therefore it's not considered inherited to inherit, and so therefore they wouldn't bring egla arufa. Nimtza rosho b'makom echad. We said if his head is in one place, body is in another place. So the Gemara says, but my kamiflig, what's the machloket here? I lema l'inyan medida kamiflig. Maybe we're arguing on where you measure from. Hamid Gadani Seifa, we said later on in the Mishnah, Me'ayin ayu modedin, where would you measure from? So Miklal Dereisha, Lav Medida Askinan. You can understand that the beginning part of the Mishnah is not talking about measuring. So Amar Bitzchak, Bemet Mitzvah Kana Mikomo Kamiflegi. We're arguing on a body that dies, does it acquire the spot that it died in? So Hachavachi Kamar, this is the Machloket. Lekovro Kana Mikomo. When a person is buried, does he acquire that spot? והאחד נמצא ראשו במקום אחד וגופו במקום אחר, מלכין הראש אצל הגוף, תראה רבי אליעזר. If you have the body in one spot and the head in another spot, you take the head and you bring it to the body. רבי עקיבא אומר, רבי עקיבא says, הגוף אצל הראש, no, you take the body to the head. ומי קמים פתיגי, what's the מחלוקת? מור סבר גופי בדוחתי נפיל, ורשה דנדה ונפיל. רבי אליעזר holds that the body fell and stayed in its place. The body can't move after it dies. The head got cut off. And the head is a round part of the body, so it's continuously, it continues to roll, and it lands somewhere else. And so therefore you take the head and you bring it to the body. That would be Rabbi Eliezer. Umor Savar, Rabbi Akiva would say, Reisha hechad nafil, the head, wherever it fell, it stayed. Gufa hu darait v'azil, and the body has legs. After it died, it's still running. So he says it continues running and it lands somewhere else, and so therefore you bring the body to the head. This is the machloket. Me'ayin ayu modedin. Then we said, where would they measure from? B'may kamifigi. What's the machloket there? Mor savar ikar chiyuta be'ape. Rabbi Akiva holds that the main source of the life is in the person's face and the person's nose. Umor Savar, Ikar Chiyute V'Tibure. And Rabbi Akiva says no. And Rabbi Eliezer says no, that the main source is in the belly button. Let's say this is the following, same machloket tanaim as the following. Meichan avalad notar. Where does a baby created from? Which part of his body is created and where does it sprout to? So merosho, from his head. V'chenu omer mim'ei imi ata gozi. When it says from my mother's womb, ata gozi, referring to my head. V'omer gazi nizrech v'ashlichi. Cut my hair and throw it. So it's referring to the head. Abba Shaul omer mitiburo. He says, no. Abba Shaul says from the stomach, from the belly button. And he sprouts his source, his roots for the rest of the body inside the mother's stomach. It keeps sprouting and sprouting from the belly button. So the Gemara says, "Afilo tema Abba Shaul." Even if you want to say that Abba Shaul is like Rabbi Akiva, how could you say that? Ad kan lo ka'amar Abba Shaul el inyan yetzira. Over here, Abba Shaul is talking about when a baby is created. Dechi mitzar velad, when the baby is created, mitziate mitzar. That it's created from the middle, from the belly. Aval inyan chiyuta, but for life, kuli alma be'apehu. Everyone agrees that life is in the nose. Dechivas pasuk says kol asher nishmat ruach chayim be'apav, referring to in the nose. Okay, very clear. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer mimakom shenasa chalal mitzavaro. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says no, it's from wherever the body was killed, from the neck. That's where you measure from. Ma'i tamad Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Dechivas pasuk says latet otach at zavarei chalalei reshaim. It says neck. And chalalei, so they say, okay, wherever it was made a chalal, and that is from the neck. Okay, new Mishnah. Nifteru ziknei Yerushalayim v'alchu lahen. The elders of Yerushalayim, they left. Ziknei otah ha'ir mevi'in eglat bakar. The elders of that city bring an agala, an egel, a calf, ashelom mashcha be'ol, that was never worked. Ve'en amun poselba, the blemish does not make it pasul. Umoridin atami lizrom la'avod, we take it, you're not allowed, sorry. Umoridin atal lenachal etan, we bring it down to this flowing river. Etan kamashma'o, etan means something that was very strong, like stones. It wasn't a very, you know, good ground to plant in. Afal pisha, you know, etan kasher, but even if it wasn't etan, it wasn't like a hard, stony ground, it's still kosher. And the way they would kill the animal, it wasn't like shchita, they would take a machete and they would slash it from the back of the head, from the back of the neck. You're not allowed to plant and you're not allowed to work that ground where you cut it. You're allowed to comb flax and you're allowed to chisel stones over there. And the elders of the city, they come and wash their hands on the spot that the egla was killed. And they say, our hands didn't kill him, and we didn't see him. What, would we think that the elders of the Beit Din are the ones that killed him? He didn't come to us, and we let him go without food, or he came to us, we saw him, and we didn't escort him. We had an obligation to do that, obviously we did that. Let's be an atonement for Am Yisrael. And then Gemara says, it didn't need to say at the end of the pasuk. It will be atonement for them, the blood. Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit is saying that, Ruach HaKodesh is teaching us that whenever you do this following process of the Igla Rufa, it'll atone for your sins. It'll atone for the sins of letting this person go. So the Gemara begins. Again, this Gemara is a little bit back and forth, so you have to pay attention. Why don't we say that a blemish makes a egla rufa pasul from a kal vachomer? Uma para she'ena shanim poslot ba, mum posel ba. Para aduma, that having older years doesn't make it pasul. It can be more than 1 year old. But blemishes do make it pasul. Egla sheshanim poslot ba, eino din sheyeh mum posel ba. An egla, that it has to be 1 year old. It can't be more than one. So if years are poselin, shouldn't it be all the more so that a blemish should be poselin? So the Gemara said,
egla rufa,
for the egla rufa. It
has to be 1 year old.
Yeah, it has to be. Rashi says, egla bat shnatayi. If it passes 1 year, it's pasul. So if by egla that it's past 1 year is pasul, but by para, it's not pasul. Para, blemishes is pasul. So how much more so by egla that a blemish should be pasul? Shanehatan, the Gemara says, no, para is different. The Amar Kala Pasuk says, Asher ain't bah mum. It doesn't have a blemish by a para. ba mum posel vein mum posel beegla. Only by a para aduma does a bila mish pasul, but not by egla. It's a pasuk. So the Gemara says elam ata. If that's the case, lo yushar avodot poslot ba. So then all other types of work, besides for putting a yoke on the animal, putting this the saddle thing on the animal, shouldn't make the animal pasul. Everything else shouldn't make him pasul. Why? It says, Alamma amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. Why does Rav Yehuda amar Rav say hiniach aleha udasha sakin pesula, that if you place a bundle of something inside of, let's say, wheat, a sack on the animal of load, then the animal becomes pasul. Ube egla at shetim shoch, and by egla it's until you pull the animal and you work the animal. Why are we saying that the paraduma would be pasul by just putting something on it? So the Gemara says shane paradi alfinan ol olme egla. Para is different because we learn gzera shava from egla rufa. Gzera shava ol to learn out that even putting something on it would make it pasul. So the Gemara says egla nami taiti ol mi para. So why don't we learn gzera shava ol from para, from the same thing? So the Gemara says, and what would we learn from that in essence? From the fact that what would we learn from that? We'd learn that a mum, a blemish, would be posel by egla. So the Gemara says, hami et rachmana ba. That's why it says the word ba. That's specifically the para. Excluding, meaning it's coming to exclude something, and that's excluding this gzera shava. So the Gemara says, be egla namiktiv ba. But by egla rufa, it also says the word ba. So the Gemara says, haumi ba'ele lema'ute kodashim delo pasel bu avodah. That's coming to tell us that kodashim, if they had, if they were done work with them, with those animals, it doesn't make them pasul. Those animals can still be sacrificed as a korban for kodashim. That's what ba is coming to exclude. Sakadatech hamina, I would have thought to say leiti ve kalvachomer meegla. We can learn out of kalvachomer from egla rufa. Uma egla she'en mum posel ba avoda poselet ba egla rufa, that a blemish doesn't make it pasul. Work would make the animal pasul. Kodashim shemum poselet ba'en. Okay, an animal that's kodesh, that's kodashim, that a blemish does make it pasul, eno din shavada poselet ba'en. Is it not all the more so that work would make a kodashim pasul? So I would have thought this is the kal v'chomer I would make. So that's why the Gemara need to exclude and say no, kodashim are not pasul by avoda. So the Gemara says ikal mifrach. I could have asked a question on your kal v'chomer. Ma le'egla shekin shanim poselet ba. Egla rufa, if it's more than 1 year, it's pasul. That's not the case by kodashim. So the Gemara says that's not the case by kodashim. Atu kodashim mil leka de pasul b'shanim. What kodashim? They don't have certain types of kodashim that become pasul when they're more than a certain age, right? Which type of animals? So the Gemara says ki itzdirich kra lehanach kodashim de pasul b'shanim. The pasuk is referring to those animals kodashim that are pasul by shanim. Rashi says, what does it mean? V'harei Pesach v'chatat tichtiv behu b'nei shnatan. Pesach in chatat, korban Pesach in chatat, have to be 1 year. It can't be more than that. So if they are more than that, those are kodashim, and the years are poselba. So this is what he would respond to him. So the shanim, there is shanim, so that's why he needs the pasuk. V'kodashim delo paslubu avodah me'acha nafka. What? Kodashim that don't become pasul, we learn from here. We learn from different pasuk. The pasuk says averet, o shavur, o charut, o yabelet, o garav, o yalefet, all of these different types of blemishes. Blind, cut, warts. Lo takrivu ela l'Adonai, don't sacrifice these to Hashem. Ele I atamakriv. Aval atamakriv kodashim shenevda ba'en avoda. You cannot sacrifice the blemished ones, but you can sacrifice ones that were worked. If a kodashim was worked, you can sacrifice them. So the Gemara says, why didn't we learn it from here? So itzterich, I needed both. I would have thought to say, I would have thought that's only when they worked permissive work. I would have thought that if they worked forbidden work, like kil'ayim, or Rashi says, kegon b'shabbat, if they were worked on Shabbat, I would have thought these kodashim will become asur. That's why we need the second pasuk to say that, no, even those animals will still be kosher. But the Gemara says, we learn it from here. It says, "Umiyad ben nechar lo takrivu et lechem eloyachem mikol ele." From the goy, don't bring the bread, don't bring this korbanot for your God. Mikol ele, from those animals. Ele iatamakriv, not from those animals. Valatamakriv kodashim shenevda behen avodah. We are allowed to bring animals that were worked. So we have a third pasuk now. So the Gemara says, "Itzterich." We need the third pasuk also. Sakadat achamena would have thought to say, "Hanemile heched avad behen kshen chulin." That's only when you work the animals when they are not kodesh yet, when they're chulin. But if you work them when they're kodashim, maybe they become asur. So that's why we need the third pasuk, tzricha, that say no, that even in that case, they would not become pasul. Gufa, we go back to what we said earlier. Okay, now we got to pay a lot of attention, a lot of back and forth. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Hiniyach alea udasha sakin pesula. We said if you put a sack of whatever on an animal, it makes the para pasul over egla ashtim shochen by egla rufa until you pull the animal. So the Gemara says meitive. We have a contradiction. All the pasuk says all. All is this the saddle they would put on the animal. It would to work. That was part of working the animal. So any ela all. It only says all on the pasuk. Sharav minayin. How do we know all other types of work make it pasul? Amart kal vachomer. We learn kal vachomer. Uma egla she'en mum posel ba sharavodot poslot ba. Egla rufa, blemish doesn't make it asur, but other work does, besides for putting the saddle on it. Para, the para aduma shemum posel ba, blemish does make it pasul, eino din sheshar avodot poslin ba, is it not all the more so that other works should make a para asur if they make it by egla? So the Gemara says, ve'im naf shechal omar, and if you want to ask a question on the kal vachomer, ne'emar kan kol, ol, ve'ne'emar lahalan ol, we have a gzera shava, even if you ask a question. Just like by the igla, all types of work make the animal pasul, so too by para, all types of work make the animal pasul. We have a gzera shava. The Gemara says, okay, but why do you need a gzera shava? You just bought a kal vachomer. It says, what would we have asked on the kal vachomer? So the Gemara says, maybe the question would have been, igla is different because if it's more than 1 year, igla is pasul. So it's different than para. Iname, or maybe kodashim yochichu. Maybe we learn from kodashim. Shemum posel bahen ve'in avoda posel bahen. Because a blemish makes a kodashim pasul, but work does not make kodashim pasul, which goes against the kal vachomer that we just brought, saying that for para, even though blemishes makes it pasul, maybe we would say also work does. No, we have a source from kodashim; it doesn't. So then, that's why we need neemar kan all v'neemar lahalan all. Malahalan sharavodot avkan sharavodot. We have a gzera shava saying that by egla all work makes the animal pasul. So too by para all work makes the animal pasul. Umimakom shabata. Okay, come back from your gzera shava. Let's hear your gzera shava. So from your gzera shava, you have to make a full connection. Malahalan achitim shoch avkan achitim shoch. By egla, we said it's until you work, you pull the animal. So too it should be by para. So the Gemara says tanaihi. We have a machloket tanaim. Some learn it from egla, some learn it from para itself. The Tanya is a bright that says all, only ele all. We only see the word all. Sharav don't mean nine. How do we know all other types of work? Talmud Amar Asher lo ala alea all mikol makom. Any type of work. Imken mal Talmud Amar all. So why does it say all in the pasuk? So all posel ben bishat avoda ben shelo bishat avoda. All makes the animal pasul, whether it's a time of working the animal or not a time of working. Meaning, even if you just throw something at the animal to loosen your weight on your hands, that still makes the animal pasul by all, if it's the saddle. Shara vodot, but all other types of work, in poslot elo bishat avodah. They only make the animal pasul when it is to work the animal. Right? So if I have a bag of wheat and I just want to put it on the animal just to loosen my arms, that's not making the animal pasul. But if I want to work the animal, then it would make him pasul. Why don't we say you can't bring anything upon the animal? That's a general rule. All prat, this specific, that's a specific rule. Klalu prat, en v'kal elam asher beprat. When it's a general and a specific, we know general and specific. We only learn out what's in the specific. All in midacharin elo. I would have thought that only the saddle, only that one would it make the animal pasul, but anything else wouldn't. Asher ribuyahu. That's why we need the word asher in the pasuk. Asher is coming to say that it's coming to add something. That all types of work by para and egla would make the animal pasul. That was by para. V'tanya nami gabe egla. And this is the same baraita by egla rufa. Ki hai gavna. The same exact way. All, eini ela all. We only know this saddle. Shara v'don minayin. How do we know all other types of work? Tamul amar asher lo ubad ba. Mikom lakom. Any type of work would make the animal pasul by egla. Imken matamun omar all. So why does it say all in the pasuk? All posel ben bishat avodah ben shelo bishat avodah. Shar avodot en poslot el bishat avodah. The all makes the animal pasul whether it's for working or not, even if it's just a time of rest. All other type of work only make the animal pasul, the egla pasul, when you're doing it for work, not just for rest. Ve'ema, why don't we say the same question as before? Asher lo ubad ba klal. It says you can't work the animal, that's general. All prat, and all is a specific. When you have a general and a specific, We go by the specific. So it says, all in, midi I would have thought that only all makes the animal pasul, but not any other type of work. So asher ribuyo, that's why we have an extra word in the pasuk. It says asher, to come and add in that all types of work would make the animal pasul, by egla arufa. Very good. Amar Rabbi Abahu, ba minei Rabbi Yochanan. He has a question from Rabbi Yochanan. Mishichat ol bekama. How much does he have to walk with the egla to make the egla asur? Pasul. Amar le kimlo ol. The size of the ol itself. The size of the saddle. Let's say it's a few feet. That size. Whatever size it is. Let's see. Okay, so what size is it? So the Gemara says, Abay lehu. The orkol or rechbo. Its length or its width. Amar lehu ha'um re'rapanan v'Rabbi Yaakov shmei. Rabbi Yaakov said, "L'didim efarsh le minei Rabbi Yochanan." I'll explain to you, Rabbi Yochanan. Meshichat ol rechbo, the walking size of the ol, it's talking about its width, and that's a tefach. It has a tefach. Tefach is a fist. So he says, that's the amount of time. It's just a couple, like 1-2 steps. If he takes 1-2 steps, that's it. He's already makes the animal pasul. Velema tefach. Why doesn't it just say tefach? Why does it say the measurement of the ol is a tefach? So the Gemara says, "Hakamashmalan." It's coming to teach us. Shi'urad de ol tefach ave, that the measurement of an ol of the saddle, the width is a tefach. The ma'ay nafkamina, who cares? What's the difference if the size of it is a tefach or not? So the Gemara says, l'mekach umemkar, for business, if someone goes and buys it, and he sees that, hey, this is not a tefach, this guy messed me up, so you know that it's supposed to be a tefach, you can go back and say, no, this is not what I was supposed to buy, I bought the ol and it's supposed to be a tefach, it's not a tefach, I get a refund.
This one is talking about not a garfun.
No, just saying in general. It's coming to teach us a law by business. If let's say somebody buys it all and it's not the proper size, you can go and demand a return.
But the discussion is,
it's saying that what makes the old what makes the
pasul?
Huh?
How much of the yoke makes it pasul? Makes which one pasul?
How much of this saddle makes the thing pasul? It's saying the a tefach length of it,
right.
Meaning how long does it take for you to walk with the work on the animal, with the saddle on the animal to make it pasul? Just a tefach.
It's talking about red heifer. It's not talking about the regular. It's not talking about the
paraduma. No.
It's not talking about paraduma.
No. No, para is pasul once you put the work on it.
Para duma is pasul when you need it.
Yeah, but egla is once you walk it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, mipnei ma amra Torah hevi egla benachal. Why does the Torah say to bring the egla to the water, to the river? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yavod davar shelo, or this hard, rocky part of the water. Yavod davar shelo asa perot, v'yaref b'makom she'en ose perot. Says, bring something that didn't have kids, and you should cut it and kill it in a place that doesn't make kids, on that rocky ground that cannot sprout fruit. And you should atone for the person that you didn't allow to have kids, or you didn't allow to have fruit. So my perot, what is fruit? Maybe it's talking about children. Okay, let's say an elder or a person who cannot have children was killed. They can't have children anymore. So we wouldn't do egla rufa because they can't have children. It says only because it's to atone for them that they could have had children. They can't have children. So no, perot over here, what does fruit mean? Mitzvot, ela mitzvot. It's referring to mitzvot. You killed the guy before he was able to continue doing more mitzvot in this world. You took away his opportunity to do mitzvot. And so that's what we're atoning for. It's a hard, rocky place. Tana Rabbanan, minayin le'etan shu kashe. How do we know etan is hard? So ne'emar etan moshevecha v'sim basela kinecha. Flipping the amud, that this etan is referred to as a sela. It's referred to rocks. So it's considered stones. Where etanim is referring to the actual mountains, the stones. Others say, minayin le'etan shu yashan. How do we know etan is antique? It's old. Shenemar goy etanu goy me'olam hu. It's forever. Etan has been for a very long time. It's very antique. We take a machete and we kill it from behind. What's the reason? Gamar arifa arifa mechatat ha'of. We learn out gzera shava from the sin offering of an of a oaf, of a bird. We do the same thing for him, so we learn the same thing for here. We don't plant, we don't work that ground where the egla rufa was killed. So how do we know? Tan Rabbanan, asher lo ya'aved bo v'lo yizareh. You cannot work it and you cannot plant. L'sha'avar, divrei Rabbi Yoshiah. Rabbi Yoshiah says that's not saying future tense. That's saying it has to be a spot that was never worked and was never planted in. That's where you can do the egla. Rabbi Yonatan Amar, l'haba. Rabbi Yonatan says, no, future tense. You cannot do it in the future. Rava Amar, everyone agrees, future tense you can't do it. Dichtiv lo yizareh says in future tense, you should not plant. Ki pligi l'she'avar. We're arguing on the past. Rabbi Yoshiya Savar Mikti Velo Yeubad. Rabbi Yoshiya says, does it say you cannot work the ground? It says Lo Yaved. It cannot be worked. Meaning past tense. Rabbi Yonatan Mikti Asher Lo Neevad. Rabbi Yonatan says, does it say in the past tense it should not have been worked? It says it should not work. Sounds like future tense. So this is never achloket. Rabbi Yoshiya Asher L'Sha'avar Mashma. Rabbi Yoshiya would say when he says the word Asher, that's coming to teach us past tense. Rabbi Yonatan Asher Ribuyeh. When Rabbi Yonatan says no, Asher is coming to say the future tense. Coming to add something future tense. So the machloket is, do we say past tense also or not? Rabbi Yoshiya says yes. It cannot have been worked in that spot in the past tense either. In the past. Rabbi Yonatan says no. In the past is fine. You're allowed to comb flax and you're allowed to chisel stones over there. So Tan Rabbanan, Asher lo ya'aved bo v'lei zareya, can't work, can't plant. And the other zariya, that's only planting. Shara avodot minayin, how do we know all the types of work? Talmud lomar, Asher lo ya'aved bo mikol makom. Any type of work is asur. Im ken, ma talmud lomar v'lei zareya. So why does it specify planting? Lomar lecha, it's coming to teach you something specific about planting. Ma zariya shemiyuchedet shi begufa shel karka. Just like planting is in the ground itself, of course, even gufash al karka. So to any type of work that's in the ground itself, yatzas tzrikat pishtan when nikur avanim she'inan begufash al karka. That's excluding, like combing flax or chiseling stones. That's not in the ground itself. So you're not going into the ground to do work. Ve'ema, why don't you say a klal uprat? Asher lo yaved bo klal, don't work. That's general. Lo yizaria, don't plant. Prat, that's specific. Klal uprat and beklal elamash beprat. General and specific, we only go with the specific. So zri'ain midiacharin alo. Only planting would be asur, nothing else. So that's why the Gemara says asher. The pasuk says asher ribuyahu. It's coming to add something, saying that all types of work in the ground are asur. Then zikne ha'ir rochatin yedehen. The elders of the city come and wash their hands on that spot. Tan rabbanan vechol zikne ha'ir hi hakrovim alachal yechatzud yedehem alayegla arufa benachal. They come to the place and they all wash their hands. Shein tamul lomar ha'arufa. Why does it say ha'arufa? Al mekom arifata shel egla. It's coming to teach us that they washed their hands on the spot that the egla rufa was slaughtered. Ve'amru, and they say yadenu lo shafchu et adam hazeh ve'einenu lo ra'u. Our hands didn't spill the blood. We didn't see him. Vechi al libenu alta shebeidin shofchin damim. What? We think the beidin killed him? Why would they say that? Ela lo bali yadenu pitarnu belo mesanot belo reinu inachnu belo levaya. He didn't come to us and we didn't give him food. He didn't come to us and we didn't escort him. We did both of those and he still died. Now the rest of the daf is going to go on escorting the mitzvah of escorting. We have a mitzvah to escort a guest. Hayat Tanya, Hayat Rabbi Meir Omer, Kofina Levaya. You force someone to escort. If someone comes to his house, you force him. He has to go and escort him out. You force him. It's a halakha. Shishchara Levaya en lashiur. The reward for escorting, there is no measurement for how great the reward is. Shneimar Vayiru Hashomerim Ish Yotzeh Min Ha'ir. This is in, the beginning of the book of Shofetim, in the Perek Aleph. It says, Vayiru Hashomerim Ish Yotzeh Min Ha'ir. Vayomeru No Harenu Nat Mevo Ha'ir. They saw this person leaving the city, so they asked him, show us the entrance to the city, Ha'ir. Vasinu Yecha Chesed, and we'll do a Chesed with you. Uchti Vayarem Et Mevo Ha'ir. He showed them the entrance. Uma chesed asu imo. What did they do for him? Shekol ota ir hargu lefi cherev ve'oto ve'aish ve'et mishpachto shilechu. They killed everyone in that city and they left him and his family alive. Vayelech ha'ish eretz achitim va'even ir va'yikra shma luz. He went into eretz achitim and he built a city called Luz. Hu shma dayom hazeh. That's the name until today. Tanya. He luz shetzovin batchelet. That's the city that they color the tchelet. He lose shebasan chayiv velo bilbilah. The city of the San Chayiv came and he didn't mix it up. He didn't take over there and mix up the people, the land. He didn't touch that. Lose Nebuchadnezzar velo chayiva. Nebuchadnezzar didn't come and destroy it. Va'af v'malach ha'mavet ein lo reshut la'avor. But even the angel of death doesn't have permission to go into the city of Luz. So the Gemara says, Ela zekenim sheba bizman shedatan katza lehen. Listen to this. The elders of the city, when they're ready to die, they say, I'm good, I'm ready to go back up to Hashem. They walk out of the city and they just leave the world. There's no deathly, there's no sick people, there's not. The city is blessed. Why did he get so blessed, the city? Uma Knani Zeh, this Knanite person, Shelo Diber Bepi Velo Alach Beraglav, he didn't say anything, he didn't even walk. Garam Hatzalah lo zaro atzof kol adorot. He caused all of Hatzalah's savior for him and all of his children for the rest of generations. Why? Because he helped the Jews find the entrance of the city to conquer. How much more so if you escort someone, how much greater that would be than even this person. You can save your whole generation. What did he show the Jewish people? How did he show them the entrance? Chizkiah says he showed them with his mouth. He went like this. Over there. Rabbi Yochanan amar be'etzba'or alayim. Rabbi Yochanan says no, he showed them with his finger. Tanik v'teder Rabbi Yochanan. Bishvil sheknani zehara be'etzba'o garam hatzal lo zaros of kol hadorot. Because this Canaanite showed with his finger, he caused savior for him, his children, until the end of generations. So let's keep going. Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Hamelech b'derech ve'en lo levaya. Somebody's walking on the path and he doesn't have an escort. Yasok v'torah. You should learn Torah. Sheneimar ki levyad chen him l'roshecha v'anakim l'garotecha. It's like a crown for your head and a necklace for your neck. V'amar Yeshua ben Levi. Bishvil ha'arba'a psiyot sheliva paro l'Avraham. For the four steps that paro escorted Avraham. Sheneimar v'itzav alav paro anashim. He commanded people to escort him. Nishta'abed b'banav arba'a me'ot shana. Avraham's children, all of us, were in slavery for 400 years. Sheneimar v'avvadum v'inu atam arba'a me'ot shana. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol HaMelaveh Et Chavero Arba Amot Ba'ir Eino Nizok. Anybody who escorts their friend four Amot in the city, they won't get harmed. Ravina Alveh L'Rava Bar Yitzchak Arba Amot Ba'ir Metal Yadez Hezekah V'Itzil. Ravina, he escorted Ravan four Amot in the city. He had a danger came to his hand and he got saved as a result because he escorted. Mitzvah of escorting. Tan Rabbanan Harav L'Talmid, a rabbi for a student, Ad Ibura Shel Ir, until the Ibur of the year, towards like the outside houses of the city. Rashi says, Ibura shehu yotze mimenna v'hu b'bayit achitzon, the outer house shu betoch 70 amah, within 70 amot, shirayim. Chaver lechaver, if let's say it's a friend, at chum Shabbat, until the chum Shabbat, 2,000 amot. Talmid l'rav, a student for his rabbi, en lo shiur, there's no measurement for how much you have to escort your rabbi. V'kama, okay, but how much is it really? So amah rav sheshet, at parsa, a parsa, which is 4 mil, which is, let's say, machlok at how long it is, but let's say it's 72 minutes. Velo amiran ela, I mean, it's distance, so it's not exactly time. Velo amiran ela rabosh eino muvak. That's only your, not your full rabbi. That's not your rabbi, that's just a rabbi. Aval rabo muvak, but if it's your rabbi, shlosha parsaot, you have to walk in 3 parsaot. 3 parsaot is a long distance. 12 mil. This is, let's say, maybe from here to the hospital. Right? Imagine that distance. Rav Kahana alvei Rav Shimi bar Ashi mipum Nahara ad Beit Sinita de Bavel. He walked him from Pum Nahara, the beginning of this river, until the palm trees of Bavel. Kimatu atam, when they got there, Amar le, he said to him, Vaday da amritu hanet sinyata de Bavel mishnei Adam Rishon itnu. For sure they said to you that these palm trees, it's from the time of Adam Rishon they were in the world. Amar le ad kartan milta, you reminded me something. Da Amar Yosef bar Bechenina, my dichtiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says Be'eretz lo avar ba ish v'lo yashav Adam sham? Nobody went through this land and no one sat in it. If no one walked through it, obviously no one sat in it. A land that Adam Rishon was gozer, that it should be settled, it was settled. And if he did not gozer, that should be a settled city, it was not settled. Rav Mordechai alveh Rav Ashi mehagronia v'ad bekefei. He escorted Rav Ashi from Hagronia until Bekefe, the Amrila ad Beidura, and some say until Beidura. Okay, this is the topics of escorting. We'll stop there for today. A quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet, Memhe Amud Bet, with the topics of if someone's found in the middle of two cities, both cities would bring Egla. And then we got into the topics of the Ziknei Ayir, and they would go pour their waters, wash their hands on that spot and say, we didn't kill him, it wasn't because of us. And we got into the whole back and forth with Parah Duma and Egla Rufa, the Parah Duma, that we say the years is in posel, mum is posel, egla rufa, we say mum is, we say that a work is posel, but mum is not, and age and more than 1 year is. We went back and forth, lots of gzera shavot. And then on the Amud Bet, we started by getting into topics of not allowing you to work that spot of the land inside the ground where the egla rufa happened. That was that halacha. And then we got into the topic of escorting. And what we know, and halachically speaking, just a halacha, if somebody's a guest in your home, you have there's a halacha that you have to escort him. And how far do you have to escort him? So again, it depends on who it is, if he's a rabbi or not. But generally, the minhag has become that you escort him out 4 amot. You walk outside with him 4 amot. So if anybody's ever leaving your home, you should walk him outside 4 amot, and they can go back inside. If he's a rabbi or something, the laws could be different. You may have to do longer. And most people, they would probably tell you, it's okay, go back inside. They would forego on it afterwards. But at the bare minimum, you have to at least do the 4 amot. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen ve'amen.